KISS 108 Studios. Now, back to Maddie in the Morning.
On KISS 108.
Hey, look who's here. Romo is drawing the studio.
Oh.
Romo the dog.
Thanks.
Hey, buddy.
He's all in a good mood because he thinks I'm going to feed him. You want to know what happened to him an hour ago? He ate. I don't know what this meal is called. There's breakfast, and then there's dinner, and dinner is served at 9 in the morning.
He knows Daddy feeds him.
Well, we're on a weird schedule of morning, people. You know. Anyway, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
We're good.
Yeah, you're good. You know what? It's fine. It's fine. I'm not going to get the vaccine. Everybody else in Florida's got it but me.
You'll get
it. They ran out. They're out. No, I don't think so.
I think you're going to call me within a week is my bet and say, can you believe it? I'm getting it.
I'm getting it. Can Romo get it? Hey, buddy. Buddy, I'm on the radio now. Okay, chill for a second. I'm sorry, what?
I think you'll have it within a week.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't care. Do they stick the needle right in you? Does it hurt?
I don't think it hurts. The pinch. They always say.
I heard it, you don't feel it at all. My dad said that your arm gets really sore. Mm. Like really, really sore.
Yeah, you could end up with side.
You just said you don't feel it, and then you said you get really sore, literally in the same sentence.
No, but the actual
injection.
This is
what you play the tape back. You don't feel it. You get really sore. It wasn't even a comma.
No, but the injection, you don't feel anything. It's just after.
Okay. So you don't feel anything until after.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't care about that.
Which is why I think they keep you there for 15 minutes or a half hour.
They do.
Yeah, they keep you there so in case you pass out or something.
Yep. Well, it happened to my sister. She had that weird reaction.
Oh,
so
right.
She was brought into the medical tent.
Oh, yeah.
And she was worked on.
She made national news.
Benadryl. Yeah, she had something going on.
That's the best they could do is Benadryl.
Yeah, well, they sit and watch
you. All the drugs at their disposal, they give you Benadryl, which is what you give your kid when you're going on a long trip so they get drowsy.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's like a non-drug. It's like a, it's for allergies.
Right.
But it has a side effect of making you a little drowsy.
Right.
Right. They give you, I go in there, I get a reaction. I don't want Benadryl. Okay, we're going to give you a little Benadryl, Mr. Siegel. Oh, no, you're not. Okay, you give me something good. Okay, I stood in line for 4 hours.
Exactly.
You know, just saying. But I don't know. I just live in an area where everyone I know has gotten it. Everyone I know has gotten it. The only person I'm friends with that doesn't have it is Bill, but Bill's never going to get it because he's that, anti-vaxxer guy.
Well, we don't know that, but I think it'll be quite a while before they get around.
Somebody said to you, I'll give you the shot, but you have to come right now and get it. Would you go?
Probably, yeah.
I would.
See, that's insane. What do you mean probably?
Okay, let's not make it about me. I mean, we're talking about
you're
you
there.
Getting
I
your
would
vaccine.
Talk.
You're
well,
the only
if I
one
had
left out down there.
If I had somebody else in the chair, I'd talk to them. You're here.
Oh, yeah. See? I'll probably get down and get it right away.
No, you don't probably right away. That doesn't make sense.
Well, that's a big story with the vaccine right
that
now.
That doesn't make
even
sense.
Even a lot of healthcare workers are saying they're not sure they want to get it.
But see, I'm talking about you, and you cannot say I probably would get it right away.
Like well,
by saying the word probably, that negates right away. Mm-hmm. Like if they said to me, we'll give you a shot, you have to go right now, I would go right now.
Me
course.
Too.
I wouldn't even finish the show.
Mm-hmm.
I would leave the studio and get the shot.
Yep.
Yeah. But see, you won't. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, I don't think I should be judged by any of my
You
answers.
Don't have to be. You know, it's not about being judged. It's about being honest. Yeah, I told you. He's not going to. He's going to be my first dead friend, I think.
Okay. Oh, now really? I'm being killed off.
It took a turn. It really did take a turn.
I haven't lost anybody to COVID.
Aw. And I hope
well, I'm
don't.
Lucky. A lot of people have.
I know.
Yeah.
I keep saying that.
And I'm not even funny. A lot of people have lost people to COVID.
Yep.
Usually an older person.
Both my grandparents are currently in the hospital.
Oh, they've been hospitalized now?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My grandpa's stable, and my grandma, they just got into a room. They were so packed at the hospital that they couldn't get into an actual room. She sat in the ER for about half a day, and they finally got her in. I mean, things are looking good. They gave her the cocktail that they gave Trump. So, I'm hoping that it works.
The remdesivir with the other?
Yeah.
Well, most people don't get that.
I know.
Yeah.
Not enough of it. Yeah. Well, like if I said to you, would you run out of the building if it was on fire? You wouldn't say probably.
That's true.
Well, let's see if there's anyone I could help along the way.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I'll probably get down and get it right away.
You're not helping nobody.
Yeah. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. You're crazy. All those people who say, I don't know, I want to wait, I want to see, they're crazy. I mean, like people like young people, you know, get it, and it's not that bad usually, you know. Mm-hmm. You get it, you're going to die.
Okay.
But you're 75, you're 80 years old. What are you, 80?
Huh? No, he's not 80.
Nope,
he's
quite
not.
Quite a ways from 80.
Nope. He's...
Yeah. Larry King was 80.
Well, Larry King was closer to 90.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw is 80.
Yeah.
Does he have it?
No.
No.
But I think both of you would pull through. God forbid you got this. I have a feeling the two of you would be okay.
Yeah. I don't think he'd be rooting for me to pull through.
Oh my
God. No, because I don't like your attitude.
Because he wants me to be his first friend that dies from it.
Yeah, I don't like your COVID attitude. Oh, you know what they say. Look what you just told our audience. I have to negate it now. It's my whole job of undoing you. Okay. You know, a lot of healthcare people are saying they're going to wait. To my listeners, do not listen to Bill Costa. If you can get it immediately. Mm-hmm. Get it immediately. You do not want to have this. It tears your lungs apart. I bet if you had a chest x-ray right now, have you gotten a chest x-ray since you had it?
Oh, no, I haven't yet.
Yeah.
But we've Lisa sent a story a couple weeks ago about how...
Remember I sent it to you guys, the CBS News story?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That even asymptomatic people had damage to their lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, God, what I wouldn't give.
You want Billy on a ventilator?
You don't want that.
And somehow that's okay with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because you guys
because
live
even
looking
though
down,
he'd love to see me on a ventilator, he would be at
immune.
My side.
I would be completely immune from the vaccine and look at down at Bill, I'd say. Yeah. Yeah. Aren't you glad you waited, buddy? You want to be safe. You know, Bill, a lot of healthcare workers are not getting it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A feeling as though some enormous man was sitting on my chest, sort of Harvey Weinstein or someone.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that was real. That was Hugh Grant. He had COVID, and he said that it was horrible. He had
it
early
on. Horrible.
Yeah, but he had a really, really horrible case of it.
So if you had a chance to get a vaccine, what's the hesitation?
I don't have any hesitation at all. I'd go right now. I would leave the show if I had the opportunity.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You're so
full. I would knock you people down in my tracks to get to it.
He would crawl over people.
Yeah.
I mean, but I do.
I would take the syringe out of the doctor's hands who was giving it to someone else.
Okay.
Of course, if I went and this was playing in the lobby...
I'm so low, low, low.
I would definitely turn around.
Yeah.
I would turn around and say, well, I'll just have to take my chances.
Yeah.
I'm in
so
God's
funny.
Hands right now. Yeah. Yeah, I would have to leave. Yep. Anyway.
You don't feel it at all. Your arm gets really sore.
Sounds like my love life.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't it? Yeah. I don't feel it at all, but my right arm is really sore.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's really kind of personal.
Oh, my goodness.
You really shouldn't say things.
Wow. Okay.
God
what?
Almighty.
That's amazing that came out of your head.
Maddie in the Morning's about
every single morning.
It's Maddie in the Morning, you know.